Mexico has been ramping up controls at its southern border with Guatemala for years, with more checkpoints and more immigration agents deployed there. But now, in response to tariff threats from President Trump, Mexico is proposing to send 6,000 troops to its own southern border. The goal for the soldiers from Mexico's recently formed National Guard, to slow the migration of people from Central America who are heading north through Mexico. That's going to be a tall order for them, according to The World's Monica Campbell, who covers immigration for us.
It's a very porous border. There's hardly any fence. There is no wall. 6,000 troops there with perhaps limited means and questions about what they can really do. What I'm already seeing are comments from Mexico that this is a symbolic presence or concerns that there could be human rights violations, that this is an untested force.
What else is Mexico offering to do to keep Central American migrants from using its territory as a transit point to the U.S.?
The idea that's being reported so far is that migrants who are seeking asylum from Central America will need to seek asylum in the first foreign country they enter. Hondurans and people from El Salvador would seek asylum in Guatemala, and Guatemalans would seek asylum in Mexico. And migrants who make it to the U.S. border generally would be deported to the appropriate third country. Of course, there is really strong criticism of this. People are leaving Guatemala. So to have Hondurans and people from El Salvador seek asylum in Guatemala doesn't make sense if you have people actually fleeing and leaving Guatemala for safety reasons and other reasons.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Border Patrol injected real urgency into all of this by announcing there'd been a surge in the number of people apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. You've been studying the data to put this current surge into more context. What jumps out at you?
What jumps out is that we are seeing, you know, the 133,000. That's the number we're hearing. 133,000 people were apprehended at the southern border in May. The number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in recent years has plummeted because Mexicans are not crossing the border at the numbers that they used to. So we're going from what looks like, indeed, a large jump, but from a very low base.
What's the reality like for these numbers? I'm thinking at least back to the Reagan years where there was a big surge in migrants. Is it similar?
It's absolutely similar. So if we were to go back to the 80s and look at the number of apprehensions, people detained at the U.S.-Mexico border, having 1 million people detained over the course of an entire year is absolutely the norm. And we may hit 1 million this year. So it's not a outrageously different number than we've seen over many decades at the border.
So you're talking about President Reagan's policy back in the 80s. Let's listen to President Bill Clinton in the 1990s.
The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
Now, that sort of sounds similar to today, doesn't it?
It does.
What's different in terms of what's happening at the border now than in the 90s?
Well, at the border now, what we're seeing is a demographic shift. Before, we saw a real drop-off in the number of people approaching the border because more Mexicans were either staying in the United States or they were staying in Mexico. Now we're seeing people from what's so-called the Northern Triangle, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They're trying to seek asylum, most of them. And so the enforcement setup at the border is not one that is equipped or prepared to address the needs. They're not going and, you know, detaining the lone Mexican man on his own and being able to deport him immediately. They have to take in the kid and the mom or the dad with his son. And that's a different type of system and due process altogether.
The World's Monica Campbell reports on immigration. Thanks a lot, Monica.
You're welcome, Carol.